another exciting episode of Video Game Bang.
Video Game Bang.
Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items at my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game
Bang. What is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent, Video Game Bang, brought to you by... we got three of them. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm blanking. I blanked on every single one of them.
Oh. Energy.
Energy Esports, the one that pays me week in and week out.
Jeez. Oblivion Comics and Coffee.
Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Stay for the comics. Come for the coffee.
Ricola coughing because, go ahead.
Frame USA.
There you go.
That is, of course, the real David Webb. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We've had a good week, haven't we?
We have. We've had an amazing week.
It's been a really, really good week. It's been a good month.
It has been.
David, I'm going to move on over to Aaron. Aaron, how you doing?
Jeez.
You're not good with segues, are you?
What's going on, man? What's happening?
How do you think we've been doing this week?
I think we've been on the incline. Rightfully so.
The incline continues today.
Yes, I love the incline.
We have a special guest. If you're watching live, you can see the guest. If you can't, we're going to keep the mystery for a little bit longer because we have Ivy Doom Kitty on the show.
Hey, what's up? It's good to be back on.
I know.
It's feels... honestly the one thing I've been looking forward to all week long.
Really?
Aww, because you can hang out with us, I bet.
My life is that sad that I look forward to this. No. No, really, I've been looking forward to it. I'm excited. I'm happy because things have been going awesome for the podcast.
They have been. So if you guys are in Twitch chat right now, you may notice a difference. We are actually partnered with Twitch. We're not just the affiliates anymore. We got bumped up. You can hit that little subscribe button. We have our emotes all approved just for you. We have the web face emote, which was a gimme. We had to do that one. The one that people have been clamoring for forever, the Eddie Murphy. Aaron with a mustache.
I don't know if they've been clamoring.
You're not on social media enough, yeah. Then.
How dare you?
You're not near on it enough. And then if you pay a little extra, you can get the Corey and Ivy emotes. Because, I know who you pay for. I know who you guys come here to see week in and week out. And
What does my emote look like? I need to see this.
Pay $24.99. Okay. Yeah,
$24.99 a month.
Hit that sub button, Ivy.
You can find afford out. It.
Make a few extra cupcakes. And then we have a special guest on the show. Big fan of this guy on YouTube. He's a famous cosplayer. He covers his face, so no one even knows what he looks like. He's wearing a hentai hat. I'm really just painting a picture for the podcast listeners. His name is D-Pity. How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Pretty good. How about yourselves?
Very well.
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
yeah, you know, the one and only.
Yeah, fill people in if they are unaware of your body of work. What's your claim to fame? What do people know you from?
I mess around with people at conventions. That's basically.
That sounds like a good gig.
Yeah,
there's a lot of cute girls at them conventions.
I make YouTube videos. I mean, there's one on the stream right now. So I mean,
You've messed around with Ivy before?
Yeah, I've done some stuff with her before on some of my videos.
Yep, he's hilarious. He's one of my favorites was when you did Skeletor.
Oh, yeah.
Skeletor, that was one of my absolute favorite ones you've done.
Thank you.
So you messed around with Ivy and it's on film. People could go watch this on just YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. There's GIFs, animated GIFs floating around on Tumblr and stuff too. But you have to dig through that.
I know what I'm doing tonight, that's for sure.
Good
so,
Lord. Good Lord.
What else? We have tons of updates. If you guys haven't kept up, we had Mia Khalifa on the last show. Episode broke our daily record. We are so thankful to everybody who decided to check out that episode. We hope you guys stuck around to check out this one. We also broke our monthly record. We got the Twitch partnership. And I just found out I'm going to go to Spain for an esports event. So this will be my first time out of the country.
That's dope.
Yeah, I'm so excited. We're on the cusp of San Diego Comic-Con, where we're hoping to go out there and do a little bit of content. We got Sec Anime coming up, and then we just got announced with Oblivion Comics and Coffee on July 8th for everybody in NorCal, Sacramento area. This is where the giant blow-off is happening.
That's disgusting.
Oh my God. Why are you gonna make everything gross? No, we've been building towards this event forever. Webb and I are finally going to get it on.
All right.
Towards a blow-off.
So I know where I won't be.
I'm going to respectfully step down from this contest. Yeah. It's not what I signed up
for.
Yeah,
we're getting it on in Street Fighter V is what's happening. We're going to see whether Webb really could go from zero to hero, or if it's as I predicted. He's just a zero who, that's what his lot in life is just always going to be. He's just going to be a zero. And I'm going to crush you. I'm ready to crush you. I'm glad we have a date set. It's way longer. You have more than the original 30 days. So,
yeah.
You better bring it.
All right.
We'll see.
All right. I love that confidence. Wow. Exactly why he's going to get crushed like the bug that he is. But besides our show match there, we will have a Street Fighter V set up. Aaron will be on commentary.
I'm not watching the Gold Cup, because it's the exact same day.
Oh, shit. Anybody who shows up to the coffee shop, there will be an art gallery going on. There's going to be a bunch of indie game developers showing off their games, and then you can play Street Fighter with the VGB crew. So we'll be out there for a few hours. More details on that coming soon. But we have a guest in D-Pity, and let's just get down into all the personal aspects of your life. No, no. What's D-Pity? Why that? And do you know P. Diddy?
Why D-Pity? I was trying to come up with a name, because all cosplayers have, like, superhero names, and I was going through images, and there was this one comic book cover, this variant cover of Deadpool with two girls, and he had a do-rag on, and it said D-Pooly on it, and I thought that was cool, except I didn't want to copy that directly, so I did D-Pity. There's no crazy story. That was it.
So the fascinating part is that it all has to do with Deadpool. It has nothing to do with Sean P. Diddy Combs.
No. The variant cover is a play. The name is a play, obviously, on Sean Puffy Combs. But it has nothing to do with the rapper.
So no. you're not a huge fan of – wow, I've had misconceptions about you this entire time. I'm not going to lie.
I'm a big Biggie fan. I not so much a Puffy fan, though.
I think that you just spoke for 95% of the human population with that comment right there.
Wow.
I mean, Aaron, are you going to disagree?
I will neither confirm nor deny. I'll plead the fifth.
Aaron, here, I'll break it down to you. Okay? You can go have your friends meet my friends.
Now, who said that?
And they can be friends.
Who said that? Yeah. That iconic phrase, sir.
That was Sean Puff Daddy.
Exactly.
Combs.
Exactly.
So you got your start. It seems like you've been around for a while. How long you been doing this, the YouTubes?
5 years in October. So I've been doing this 2012, the whole YouTube thing.
And how long before it blew up? Like, because if you started five years ago.
I mean, it only took a couple of months, actually. The first video went semi-viral. I went to a convention near you guys. You're from Sacramento, right?
So yeah.
Boy.
There's a convention in San Jose called FanimeCon. It's an anime convention. I went there, shot some stuff, posted it up online. Someone, like a Redditor, found it, posted it on Reddit, and it went on the front page for a few hours. And it got like a couple, like a, I think like 200,000 views in like 2 days. And then a couple months later, Gangnam Style happened. I did a parody of that, and in a month it got to 30 million views.
Man.
Yeah, and so it only took a couple of months, but since that went viral, I got hit up by a whole bunch of YouTube networks that wanted to like partner with me, and I had to make a new channel because my old channel was actually it was my friend's channel, and I was just making videos for him. But they weren't really active, so I ended up making my own. So I actually lost a couple million views from the first video.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. I had a total of, like 70 million views on my first channel within like 5 months. And that's all gone now because I had to make a new one. So I'm kind of sad. But it's fine.
So here's something interesting because, like, you know, we've been at this podcasting deal for about 4 years now. Almost to the date. And it's like the last 6 months it actually matters. Like we've done a lot of stuff, but it's been a long, hard struggle. But then, you know, I keep saying to myself, there's no such thing as an overnight success. You know, you got to keep working. You got to grind it out. So before like your first video, I mean, are you saying the first time you picked up a camera, it was like, bam, now I'm a superstar? Or there has to be years before that of like making short films or just being a dancer or something like that.
So some backstory. I started cosplaying in 2000 and 2003 or 2004. So I've been doing it for a while. And so I grew within the community, like the local community, for a while as a gamer, more as a gamer, not much of a cosplayer. And my goal was always to go to E3. I've always wanted to go to E3. So I think it was 2009 or so. Like, me and a couple of friends decided to make a blog. And because to go to E3, you had to be a media, right? Media, or press or something. And so we're like, okay, if we could just make a blog and make it go, you know, get a lot of traffic, we could go to E3. And before we actually got the media past E3, we started getting press passes to like Comic-Con and smaller. Comic-Con's not small, but we got press passes to like smaller conventions. Then we got to like Anime Expo, the Comic-Con, and then eventually got to E3. And so, so the original YouTube channel was me and my friend's old blog that we made videos for, but that never fully launched. I was able to like meet and network with a bunch of people through that. So I guess that was like my foot into the door within this whole convention scene, and then became the YouTube stuff afterwards.
So I take it, so you made it to E3. How many E3s have you attended? Were you at the last one here?
Yeah, I was there this year. I think my first E3 was like 5 years ago. I want to say I think 5 years ago, but I missed last year. Because I was out of town for another show.
So, are you in the consensus with everyone else? Like, what was your breakdown of this year's E3, just from your opinion?
The only thing that mattered to me was the announcement of Metroid Prime 4 and Dragon Ball FighterZ. God of War looked cool. There was some stuff that looked really cool, but it wasn't really like mind blowing. And I was like, you know. jerking off in front of the TV and be like, yes, give it to me now. But
well, that's just a Tuesday for Aaron, but
Wednesday.
Oh yeah.
Oh, is it Wednesday? You moved it?
Yeah.
That's awkward. But today's Wednesday.
No, today's Wednesday.
Deal with it.
That's why he's so relaxed all the time.
That's what it
explains. Explains so much about
it. I thought
he was
just stoned.
Aaron, when's the last time an announcement at E3 just blew your mind and you came in front of the television?
I don't think there has been an E3.
Ever? Like any game announcement?
Well, because I'm trying to think of the very first ones. Because after a while, I just realized these games are going to come out the same year. So, like Fallout 4.
That's what I was going to say.
I was going to say that was probably the closest. Because they were like, and it's coming out this, you know, November or whatever.
Quarter chub.
Yeah. So, yeah, it moved.
It shifted from the left to the right.
That's it.
That's an awkward.
What about the crowds, though? Like, that was my biggest gripe. I hate people. I'm going to be completely honest. And when I go to E3, I like it because I feel superior to everybody. Because, like you said, it was hard to get into, you know. And then when you finally get to E3, it's like success. I'm in the building. This is like sacred grounds. Then they just decide to let everybody in, an extra 15,000 people. And like, I don't know about you, but I barely got to play any games. Compared to previous years, what did you think about that aspect?
Besides the crowd, it wasn't too bad. I mean, yeah, like before you'd be like, yeah, I feel special, I got to go in, whatever. But still, me and my friend called it the badge of shame because you know how it was like in a neon yellow thing. And so every time we're like, what? I didn't know what it was, and they were like, oh yeah, these are people that bought their badges. I'm like, oh okay, so they're not legit people at E3. But I mean, yeah, I couldn't play too many games as before. The lines, it was super, it reminded me of Anime Expo. If you guys have ever been to Anime Expo, it's like super crowded.
Insane.
All of the lines were filled with the yellow badgers.
That's what we started calling them. It's funny, it's like Walking Dead. Every different pocket of people had different names for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yellow badgers, or I call them muggles.
Yeah, the yellow badgers. I mean, I was mad. But I stayed respectful. Like, I didn't do anything mean or say anything.
Oh, I didn't. Uh-huh. I tripped so many of them.
Right, liar.
Well, no. I think Ivy was there when we met Jada, who is a former VGB person with NerdReactor.com. We met Jada, and at the very end, it was the last day, everyone's walking out, and Jada just went on a salt rant.
In the middle of the lobby.
Of, like, everyone. She's like, those fucking yellow badgers shouldn't be letting this place. Like, anywhere else, like...
It was a long rant, too.
And people started yelling things at us.
Like, did they?
Yeah, you didn't see that whole group of yellow badgers on the side, like...
Oh, no.
They were mad. I mean, that was a little extreme, but at the same time, inside, I was like, you're absolutely right. You preach it, girl, because these yellow badges need to go. So E3, we covered that. The cosplay. So, you know, you said you've done a lot of cosplay. Is it just mostly Deadpool things? Because, I mean, that's seems to be... Hold on a second. We just got a new not a sub, but it was a follow from Lorimar87.
Wow, that's who it was from.
That is offensive.
Really?
In fact, take that follow away, and you just click to another channel. Wow. You go watch PewDiePie, all right?
Just now?
Just after now. After four years of friendship. She was our first co-host.
Wow.
Wow. That just ruined my day. Sorry, let's go back to the cosplay.
Well, then.
What was the question?
So what was, like, what got you into cosplay, and what's your, what are you known for?
I'm known for Deadpool. Why did I cosplay? I just saw a bunch of weebs dressed up, and I'm like, oh, this looks fun. So I just did it, and it was fun, so I kept doing it.
So this was, were you doing Deadpool before, like, the movie
happened? Oh, no. I started doing Deadpool. I mean, when did the movie come out? Like last year, right? I think it was announced like in, I don't even remember. But I started doing Deadpool like in 2009, I think.
Okay.
I'm not the best craftsman. So I was looking up, like, I was on eBay and I was going through, I was like using my Google Foo to find something, and then I typed in like Spider-Man Ninja lookalike costume on eBay, and it popped up. Like something, I was like, yeah, and I got that, and then like I asked one of my friends to help me like sew some of the patterns on and stuff, and that was it.
And then now, how did Ivy come into the equation here? When did you first meet Ivy?
I don't remember when I met Ivy.
Everybody remembers their first time meeting Ivy.
Well, it was such an amazing experience. Like when I saw her,
wow,
I
was
like,
nice save.
Mind was blown.
Nice save.
Yeah, there it is. You know, it was hard to comprehend the experience.
Nailed it. Stuck the landing.
Thank you. When I met her, I followed her before I actually met her, and we just shot some bits. I usually I kind of go to conventions at a blank slate. I just kind of shoot things. I have nothing prepared. I kind of just go and shoot things. So when I saw her, what was she wearing? She was wearing, I don't remember what she was wearing there.
Because again, it was so awesome.
There was no
clothes. It was so awesome. It was there. There we, oh, Ivy. Wait, hold on. I saw her at a convention. We shot something, and then we kept in contact. Once in a while, we text each other, and we just became friends, so.
Well, cool. I'm glad you're joining us on the show.
I was following you before actually doing any work with you. So, yeah, it was kind of cool. Like, when I met you, I was like, it's T-Pity. He's so awesome.
Oh, mutual.
And friends. Your videos are amazing. And for me, it's always an honor to be a part of any videos that you do, you know. And even the ones I'm not a part of, the minute you have one, I go and watch it because they're all just awesome and hilarious, especially the Snorlax one from last year was one of my absolute favorites.
Thanks. Thank you.
Well, we're going to get on with our show. It's a fairly standard show. A lot of times, random things will just kind of... Oh, just like that! Don't you just... Isn't that just silly? That's so wacky. Oh, man. Just as I was talking about randomness, something random happens. God.
I'm still going to shoot Corey one day.
That's the What You Playing theme song where we go around. Round robin. We've been keeping track the entire time. We're going to start from last place, moving on to forward to the first place winner. But currently, Webb, you are... you're way behind everybody else. I don't know if you can dig your way out of this hole. What have you played?
I don't
want to
dig my way out of this hole. I like it here. It's comfortable. It's dark. It's cold. Mm. Street Fighter and Overwatch.
So you've still been playing Street Fighter?
Still playing Street Fighter.
How many hours a day have you been putting into the game?
I try to at least do one, but when I have time, I do like two or three.
Playing Street Fighter?
Street Fighter 5, yeah.
It's for a very specific purpose, to beat Corey.
Yeah, basically we have a blood feud.
I see.
Thank you. The Demon's Wolf just subscribed to the podcast.
That was that's what happened to it.
Demon's Wolf is awesome.
Yep,
oh,
that's what happens.
Yeah.
Demon's Wolf, I love you, girl. You're awesome. Thank you for subbing.
I mean, thank you for the sub, but Aaron, did you sign off on that?
Yeah, that's the one actually I said.
I don't know if you've heard this theory. Aaron has decided that there's no women on the internet.
Demon's Wolf is a girl.
Not according to Aaron.
You've met Demon's Wolf in person?
Yes, I know her. Still a guy. I follow her on Insta.
You met Demon's Wolf's sister.
Insta.
I met her in person. She's in Canada.
It's Aaron's defense mechanism, though, because he doesn't want to get catfished. So he just goes under the blanket statement that everybody is a man.
There's no, I don't want to get catfished. I'm not going to get catfished. That's what that is.
We're going to see him on that show on MTV, Catfish, next year. Guaranteed.
Go.
All right, I'll follow her. For that sub, she will definitely be getting an Instagram follow from each of the VGB members. Doing it right now. So you've been playing Street Fighter. You sticking with Guile, huh? Or you got some surprises for me?
Guile.
I completely fell off the wagon. I was playing for a little bit, and then I had my one training session with my new coach. And
who's the new coach?
I don't know if I need. Okay, his name is Alex Myers.
Wow, that's a big surprise. I didn't see that coming.
Nobody knew.
Oh my god!
A very good secret.
Wow.
My friend Alex Myers.
Friends of.
In exchange for some E3
somebody
tickets.
Somebody you know who had time. How much did you pay him?
E3 passes.
That's what it was.
Lord.
That's really what it was.
No. I did that as a thank you. He was just going to do it for the goodness of his heart, and I was like, "Nah, dude, I got to pay you somehow." So yeah, we got him the E3, but. After that training session with him, he made me just feel so confident. He dumpstered me like for just, like 2.5 hours straight.
Yeah.
But then he was like, "Dude, put it this way, he's not gonna be able to beat you." He said, "He can't." In the amount of time he's been playing with that character, with what I've seen from you, there's no way he can beat you. So.
I'm looking forward to proving both of you wrong.
You can try. For lack of originality, you got another negative 500,000 points, so jeez, you're just in the hole.
I'm looking for the Guinness Burke of World Records.
Guinness Burke?
Yep.
Since he's brand new.
The German version. The Guinness Burke of,
Nine!
Since he's brand new, well, starting here off at 0 points, we got, D-Pity. I can call you Pity. We talked about that before, so I'm going to start calling you Pity.
Yeah.
Pity, what you been playing, man?
What have I been playing? I've been playing a game called Hollow Knight. It's on sale on Steam right now. It's basically, if you're a fan of Metroidvania type games, it's basically Metroidvania. It's like a Super Metroid / Castlevania Symphony of the Night type game, but the art style is phenomenal. So I'm playing that, and I'm playing Players Unknown Battleground, Overwatch, Dark Souls 2, and Tekken 7, Guilty Gear Rev 2, and I think that's about it right now. Like, that's what I'm actively playing.
I can't believe we have someone on our show who actually is playing video games, because these two co-hosts over here don't play video games anymore. And you already...
Wait, who? Who is this? I will blacklist you forever.
Literally, blacklist no. Web.
Literally just said Street Fighter and Overwatch.
That doesn't count. And then Overwatch
doesn't count.
Anymore.
Aaron, it's two A's. S-I-R in the beginning.
I mean, everybody plays blacklist. Street Fighter, and just about everybody plays Overwatch, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Wow.
I'm looking
well,
up
that's
the...
it for D-Pity today. I want to thank you for joining.
All right, good night, guys.
I'm looking at the Hollow Knight artwork, and you're right. This is pretty spectacular looking. What made you pick this one up?
Well, my favorite game of all time is Super Metroid. My second favorite game is Castlevania Symphony. And so this game is literally those two games in one with amazing, cute, chibi art style. And the animation in the game. Like, I was playing the game on stream, and every little detail and animation, like when you look at the map, like the little dude like opens up a map. And like just little details, just like it just blows my mind, like how much like little animation things they add into the game. It's pretty awesome. But yeah, I've been wanting to play it for a while. I saw the trailer. My cousin sent me the trailer because he knows how much I love Super Metroid. And when I saw it, I'm like, oh god, this looks super cool. And I finally purchased it like a couple days ago.
Wow, that's might be going on the old buy list. Aaron, you're behind Ivy as far as the games go, so you'll go next. What have you been playing?
I've only played one game, really, in the last week or two, I say. And that's been some Ghost Recon. Yeah.
Wildlands.
I'm adding that to my list.
Some Wildlands.
Forgot I played that.
Yeah, I've been playing some Wildlands.
How does it hold up?
It holds up damn well.
So really
like,
fun.
It's really still good. And they have a free... Did you download the free mission pack?
Nope.
They have free missions you can download.
Okay. Ubi's giving things away for free
Yeah.
now?
It's a whole new Ubi.
What they did was dope, too. They added a brand new enemy within the game, gave him a cutscene to introduce him, and you go to the little part of the country where he's at, play all his missions.
Nice.
Brand new. No, right? Like, dope. And he just fits right into the story and everything.
The game still, though... is kind of like Destiny in that it's the most fun if you play it with other people.
Yes.
If you play solo, you probably will still have fun, but it's better with other people because just crazy shit happens.
Yeah, it's definitely built for co-op. And so yeah. I was even having a discussion about it's not a game where it's like it's the best shooter of all, you know, the best graphics of all, but it gets everything right. That's like so rare in video games nowadays. Like, it just at least hits the points that it needs to hit as a shooter.
I feel like that's the same thing Aaron's going to be saying about with whatever woman he ends up with. She wasn't the most athletic. She's not the prettiest looking woman, but she does everything right.
Wow. I mean, wow.
Speaking of which, terrible. Speaking of which, Ivy, you actually have more points than me, so I'm going to go next, save you for last. I of course, played a little bit of Street Fighter, played a little bit of Overwatch, but the most fun thing I've done sober in the last year was last night when Aaron came over and you brought we'll count board games. You brought this game called Red Flag. And basically it's very similar to like Apples to Apples or what's the one everyone plays? Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
It's like that. However, you're trying to put together the perfect woman for whoever's turn it is.
Oh, that's the whole game.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have white cards and then I have red cards. Okay. Red flags. And the white cards will say things like, she's a model, or she's an actress, or she can get you to any concert you'd ever want to go to. And then the red flags will say, but she's in fourth grade, or, but she has a penis, or something like that is just a red flag. So you're trying to build the perfect girl for your friend, and then you go around, and then you throw red flags on other people's girls. And it's just a conversation starter. Chat was popping off last night. We let them get involved. Every time we started getting blank cards, we let them chime in.
Oh, you gave that to the internet, did you?
Yeah.
Yikes.
And they came up with the most generic but groundbreakingly terrible red flags you could think of. I highly recommend picking up that game off of Amazon. I think we're definitely going to stream that more because you got an expansion, right?
Yeah, I got an expansion we haven't even touched yet. And I do plan on getting both the other two expansions to add in there just for some more crazy times. And then we'll mix up some things like how we, you know, let the chat do the rule for the blank one. We can probably mix up some rules too to make it more a little spicy,
more chat friendly,
caliente.
Yeah, we gotta get the chat involved though. It's fun with the chat because their minds are in a different place that. And they bring it to a different level.
We had some that were just so insane. Like my favorite round of the whole thing, Aaron was like unstoppable with this one. She was innocent
and honest.
And honest, was the two cards he played for somebody. And I had the card that said she was, but she's still in the fourth grade. And we dropped that one on there.
was it she still in the fourth grade or was she a fourth grader?
She's still in the fourth grade. Okay. I don't know. Oh, wait.
She's a fourth grader.
Oh, yeah, she's a fourth grader.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I was like, well, I mean, it makes sense. She's honest and innocent because she's...
she's a fourth grader.
She's literally a fourth grader, so...
It was that one. It was between that and then it was a clone, right?
Oh, yeah, the clone.
She's a clone.
Noelle... We had Noelle Beltran, who, if you guys know, he's... There's something wrong with that guy.
Wow.
His options essentially came down to... Well, actually, we'll go around the round robin, because I want to know everyone's opinion on this in the room to see if maybe I'm the crazy one. Would you rather have sex with... And chat, please chime in on this.
Please don't before, say it.
Before you go that
we
far, Fogel.
We just got our partnership.
Yeah.
Wait,
exactly.
Okay.
I'm noping this.
The options were...
His wife is in chat now saying, hey now.
The options were, would you rather be with your clone, basically, or would you rather be with a woman who has cross eyes and no teeth.
Oh. Yeah, that was his options, basically.
That was basically
because that threw mine out the window.
Yours was out the window. Yeah, yours was a child.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go with cross eyes, no teeth.
Yeah.
I've seen myself in the mirror. That's not going to happen.
Ivy, yourself or a partner with no teeth and cross eyes?
What with myself?
Would you be romantic?
That chuckle.
Would you be in a romantic...
Would I be in a romantic relationship with myself?
A clone. Or... A clone.
Yeah, sure. I'll take a clone of myself.
There you go.
That's kind of fair, though.
Yeah, I'm with Ivy.
I would take a clone of myself, too.
If I was Ivy, yeah, okay. So maybe in this scenario, she's okay. Aaron, we already know we'll take the clone.
Yeah, I love myself.
He loves himself too much. What about you, Pity?
Oh, myself, dude. I look in the mirror all the time.
See? That's what I'm saying,
I guess I'm
man.
The minority, because I'm thinking...
Wait, but with the mask or without the mask?
Oh.
Let's see. Well, it depends if I want to, like, you know, play a little...
One with the mask, one without the mask.
There you go. Now I can live both fantasies.
A little bit of a variety?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll do it inside the Snorlax costume.
There you go.
Damn. Yeah.
I just hope I don't catch them all.
I think of the no teeth thing, and I'm like, that's kind of advantageous in some areas of life. But when it's not, you just use dentures, and then you're completely fine.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
How'd she lose all that stuff?
Irrelevant.
She was born without them.
Yeah, maybe it's Maybelline. Yeah, no.
I don't know. I don't have the backstory. So how do we?
Backstory's not part of the game, Aaron.
Pity, I kind of want to ask you, so what's the deal with the mask? Why do you keep your face covered all the time?
This was not intentional. So, the moment my YouTube videos got viral, I was like, people wanted to know, who is this Deadpool guy that we're seeing, like, on Tumblr and on YouTube, whatever. And I'm like, dude, I want to tell everybody it's me. You know, I want all the credit, I want whatever. And, a couple of my friends were like, imagine if, how cool would it be if just you kind of had like the secret identity and no one knew who you were and everybody just kind of tries to figure out who you are. I'm like, that is kind of cool. And so like if you were to go on Google right now and you know how like you type something up and it, like Google tries to like finish the phrase for you. Like if you do that right now, like if you type in Deep Pity, it'll finish saying like a Deep Pity unmasked, Deep Pity's face, Deep Pity's real name. Like people are just trying to figure it out. And so I just find it pretty cool. That I have this secret identity, and so I'm just trying to see how far this will go until somebody figures it out.
So you're essentially the Sia of cosplay.
Yeah, I like. That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's advantageous because now.
I mean, you could find Sia's face easily. You could just go. So it's kind of like Daft Punk. You could, Daft Punk is known for this. Yeah, but you could Google their face and you could find it. You can't find mine.
Really? So you are completely off the grid.
Yeah, yes, I am. I have been very good at hiding myself from everyone.
So how do you get chicks, dude?
With the mask.
Mask never comes off.
Yeah. Wait, then how do they know? What's keeping me from just putting on a mask, telling someone I'm D-Pity,
that terrible
and getting
beard.
Laid?
That's what that is. No, beards are sticking out of the mask.
Yeah. It's like... I mean, I've tried growing a goatee, and it does, like, after a while, it does stick out of the mask. There was a time where I tried to grow a beard. It's hard for me to grow a beard, but I had my Deadpool costume on, and, like, I was taking pictures with people, and, like, I had my face too close to this one girl, and, like, some of the, like, started poking her face, like, my, and then I realized, like, oh, I have, it's like poking out, because it's a thin material, right? So, like, it pops out, so...
That's interesting. I'm kind of envious. Now you have this full double life. You can just go live. And when it's all said and done and you want to retire the D-Pity thing, you can just go out and like...
I could like just... Yeah, like it's easy. Like all they need is a Robin and they're like, here you go. It's the mantle.
I was just going to say, is it like a Batman Beyond thing? You're going to pass it to some like troubled youth and they can continue?
I mean, I could do that. But I feel like... Now that like I've became some type of like this cosplay influencer or whatever people call them, like you meet a bunch of people and seeing how like, because you know, before the cosplay, before like the popularity or whatever, is I still go to conventions to go do nerd things. Like I want to waste money on useless statues and whatever too, but I when I hang out with friends, they can't do that. Like, the moment they step into the convention, they're like, oh, so, like, you know, Ivy or so-and-so, whatever, can't take pictures. And they're like, you know, and then they get mobbed by a bunch of people. They can't go anywhere. And I could do that. You know, the moment I take off my costume, I could walk around. Nobody stops me. So I could. So, like, now that I look back at it, I'm glad that I actually did that.
Do you, you know, you said you're an influencer. I'm sure you know you get the sponsor gigs and all the opportunities like that. Has it become a problem before where they're like, hey, you know, we got this idea where we unmask you in front of, you know, a bunch of people at this convention or that? Has it ever hindered your career?
No. They're actually pretty respectful. Like there would be like a guest relations type person from a convention who would, I mean, they need my real name and everything, and they you know, to get my plane ticket and whatever, to get everything verified. And when they get to the convention, they're actually very respectful. They're like, okay, so we won't say a real name anywhere, and like when you need to take a break, we'll have somebody like cover you, and like you'll take you to the green room and that kind of thing. So it's kind of cool. Like, they're actually very. And you know, when you know, after conventions, you hang out with friends or whatever, I don't wear the mask 24/7. And they're, you know, we take group photos, and no one shares the ones that I'm in. Like, it's kind of like an unspoken rule.
So it's a giant trust system. Kind of, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is, and I am very, very lucky that, because you know, there's always assholes around. They're nice to you in person, and you know, anyone could have snuck a picture of my face and just posted somewhere, you know, but no one has. You know, knock on wood, but It's been kind of cool that I've met a lot. I've befriended a lot of really cool people who just never sold me out. So
that's incredible. All right,
yeah.
Let's go on to our next segment.
It's the longest freaking.
Wow!
And you all fucking love it. You're a bunch of dirty marks.
What is this?
Yeah. Yeah. We ask ourselves that.
Behold, every show. The brain bang. Theme song 2017.
Oh my God. We need to go like take a break or something like that. You got time.
Yeah, you got
like
time.
You if anybody needs to go use the restroom.
Yeah, this is intermission, this is basically.
Bang, bang.
This is horrible.
You follow us on Twitter. Yeah, that was our reaction too.
Who's singing this?
You never know. We'll never know.
It's our own deep pity.
I'm sad. I was hoping it was one of you guys. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Well,
awesome.
Who could sing that high? No one in this room.
We do our best to never ask the same thing.
Who do you think it is?
You didn't like my last song, so I changed it.
Demon Wolf says, rip my ears.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't even.
I love it.
Someone else
whatever.
Says it's so soothing.
Questions. Who says that?
Then you answer.
Then we read God. Them.
Ooh, Darth Necromancy says Miss Peaky's newest single. Ooh,
and then you answer. On the game. Oh, Duck the Dark. I hope this guy wins the balls back. Poor guy.
Yeah.
All right. That was, of course, ears. The Brain Bang theme song sung by yours truly. I did it. I'll admit it.
What, was it you?
It was
really?
Me. It was me.
Wow, I'm impressed, sir.
It's got that falsetto. You know, I've been a Justin Timberlake fan most of my life. I was bringing a little sexy back. So this week's question, there's been a lot of talk on the internets. I'm glad we're all Overwatch players here. Everyone in chat plays Overwatch. It's a phenomenon. But they're saying that Doomfist is probably going to come out with the new Summer Games. Patch that's going to be coming up pretty soon. So I wanted to ask everyone, if Doomfist is really coming to Overwatch this summer, what do you hope for? Let's get some predictions. The options I threw up there is that he's going to be a tank. The other one is he's going to be a DPS. The other one is he'll be voiced by Terry Crews. And 3%, and then the last one was other. The one with other, what kind of stuff did we get in there? Some people wanted like a healer, another healer. I mean,
I do not want Doomfist to be a healer. Come on.
If they made Doomfist a healer, that's so dumb. Like, it just doesn't.
No, like a gentle giant.
Not going to make him a healer.
Yeah. Some people want a defensive hero, which I can understand that. There's also some weird people saying, because, you know, have you seen, like, the giant three banners side by side? That one says, like, the Ravager, the Scallywag in the
Defender
or something
like
that.
Yep. Scallywag, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it says Scallywag.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay.
Nailed it. But it's a pirate theme.
People are thinking maybe you can choose his role as part of his character.
That would be something that's pretty cool and unique.
Maybe that could be his alt. His alt, you can change whether you want to be like support or tank or
that'd be pretty rad.
Yeah,
actually,
that's too much though. That's too creative. That's too creative for them.
That is too much.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna be.
I'm gonna assume it's gonna be a defense hero since they've already released everybody else. I mean, there's support, there's a tank, there's Sombra was a DPS. So yeah. I mean, I'm thinking he's gonna be a defensive hero. It makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. And there's also a lot of rumors that he's going to be either... I actually saw a really interesting theory that he's Torbjörn's cat.
That's stupid.
Because I guess Torbjörn's cat is in the lore. It might be some sort of version of that. I guess there's some stuff in Lunar Base saying...
Oh
that,
my god, if it was a cat, I'd freaking die. Oh my god, I would love it.
I didn't even think.
That's auto main for Ivy.
Oh yeah, by default.
Oh man, actually now I don't want it to be a cat anymore.
Yes, make it a cat, a freaking evil cat. I will cosplay the crap out of it.
If you like go through like all the Easter eggs in the new Lunar Base, there's like logs from a different monkey who like escaped as well, so people think he may be an escaped intelligent monkey.
What was the
similar to Winston who gets
Oh, that'd be cool.
What was the monkey's name? That was in the
was it something with an H?
Harambe.
That's what I was thinking. No,
definitely not that.
It's like Howard.
Somebody in chat.
Let us know
in chat. That'd be cool if it was like that monkey came out and he had got the Doomfist somehow and just. I'm thinking DPS though. Anyway,
you thinking DPS?
Yeah, I think DPS.
Well, you are in the third place because a lot of third place with 18% said he was going to be a DPS.
Okay.
Second place with 27% think he's going to be a tank, which is where I kind of think he's going to be a tank. He just sounds tanky, but actually D-Pity brings up a very good point that they just like launched Orisa. It doesn't really make too much sense
to throw
another
tanks.
Tank out there. And then with 52% of the vote and like tons of love in the comments, people are really excited about Terry Crews.
Well, yeah, I mean, he would just bring
it all
together.
Is he doing it?
No.
It's not confirmed.
It's not confirmed, but I'm pretty sure it is. I mean, there was so much hype, and even Blizzard talked about having Terry Crews, even though they didn't confirm it. I don't see why they wouldn't have him. You know, the fans want him.
I worry that, you know, he's kind of a bigger name actor and they do a lot of updates and stuff. So, like, is he just not going to get voice lines very much because, you know, he's too busy shooting movies and stuff?
Sure. He lives in L.A. They'll have him. It doesn't take too long.
He seems like he'd be one that wouldn't mind going in and doing new.
We haven't got any defense characters yet?
No.
Any new ones?
No.
So nope. There you go. That's why he's going. Yeah, I'm assuming he's going to be a defensive guy. Yeah. I mean, I could, like, the way I picture Doomfist, he's straight up a melee character. And some of the ideas that I had, if I could picture it, is like he could build a wall kind of like Mei, except like he'll smash his fist on the ground. This is all just speculation. I don't know. I'm a big nerd, but he smashes his fist on the ground. It creates like a wall or like it pushes somebody back. But that'd be kind of cool if you have a straight up just melee character who's super strong, like a Reinhardt, except. He's faster, maybe. He can, like, jump around and climb on stuff.
I think maybe that should be the direction they start moving with these characters in Overwatch. Because, like, I'm so sick and tired of being in games where, like, you need two DPS, you need two healers, you need two tanks. Like, why can't we have a healing tank? And then you get that bad boy in there, and if he's good enough at his job, then it can allow for, you know, a fourth DPS or something.
The healing tank sounds really OP, though.
It does sound
like,
OP.
Yeah, because, I mean, healers are supposed to be fragile because they're the ones keeping the team alive. If you have a healer that just doesn't die.
If you have a healer who's a tank, though, but he does, like, practically no damage. Like, even...
Maybe, he'd have to do even literally no damage.
Less than even Winston or something like that.
He'd have to do no damage, I think.
Yeah, even... Because, I mean, I've seen some really good Mercies who still, like, pew-pew with their pistol and still are, like, they're healing and they're, like, they're just causing damage. I can't imagine any tank, like not having any like a really good healing tank not doing any damage either. Unless they have like zero damage input at all, like completely nothing. Then that'd be a different story, I think.
I think a move I'd like to see from Doomfist is like more CC based, like throwing people out of position, like
a far right. Kind of like how she pushes people.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. If we're comparing it to another game, like in Smite, you know, Fenrir, how he can jump into the battle, grab someone, and pull somebody throw him to the other side of the battlefield or pull him into your group. Kind of like I think Roadhog is intended to use his hook, kind of like Thresh. Like Roadhog, I think, you know, when you do a Thresh hook, Thresh isn't going to kill you, but the rest of the team is. Roadhog, he was so OP where if he hooked you, he was the one killing you.
But not anymore.
Not anymore. That's absolutely right. So, like, if Doomfist jumps in there, grabs a dude, and then brings him to your back line for everyone just to collapse on him, I think that would be, like, some OP stuff right there. Model him after Fenrir. And that was the Brain Bang.
Really?
No. No. I was gonna say, good Lord. No, we don't have to do that. But we do, if there's enough time for it. How are we looking on time, David?
We are... got some time.
Yeah, we do?
A little bit of time.
A little time for this?
Going on?
Yeah, I know. It's just as shocking to us every time as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't really get used to it.
Yeah. Never.
Nope, not at all.
Webb's telling the news.
No, he's not.
Webb's passing to Aaron.
Wait. Aaron's doing the news this
Aaron's
week?
Doing the news this week.
Oh, son of a bitch. You know what this means.
News?
Oh, my God. Why?
Nope,
nope.
It's me. It's me. I'm doing the news. Aaron, give me the computer. Give me the computer.
This is horrible.
Oh, man.
Aaron's telling the news.
This is what you brought, people.
This is the monster the people created.
It's really disappointing.
It's the whole Batman and Joker thing.
I'm making my little pony emoji face right now.
Yes.
So Twitch did some revamping of their app on their cellulars.
Yes, they did.
And they added one very, very important feature. You can actually stream from your phone now.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
I've been waiting for that for such a long time.
I think the world has been waiting for that a whole bunch of time. And actually, the interface is pretty cool because you can do landscape or you can do whatever the other one is. And it
portrait.
Shows, yeah, portrait. There you go. And it shows the chat on the side and it switches...
orientation?
Orientation as well. And it's pretty cool.
That's cool.
There's a whole bunch of other features on there. You know, you can kind of swipe to browse different channels. It's like a couple, like a live swipe or something like that. But I think the most important thing, of course, hands down, the live streaming from your phone.
Yeah.
So now you can just do it anywhere.
You know, when we were at E3, Mixer had a booth, which was like the Microsoft's attempt at live streaming. And it seemed really good. I mean, they had like no lag time. So it was like, I mean, you know how when we say something, we ask the chat something and it takes like a few seconds. Theirs is like less than a second of lag.
Nice.
Which is cool. But the one thing that stuck out to me was they have the ability you can live stream from your phone. And so I thought that was really cool. And so I'm glad that Twitch is bringing that into it.
I mean,
they had to have been working on it for a while. Because it doesn't seem like it's a switch that they could just flip.
I mean, there's other, you have. What, Facebook that does live stream? Yeah, and Instagram that does live stream.
And those two, though, are stuck with portrait mode.
Yeah, they are.
So with Twitch, that's awesome. You could switch back and forth.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a video you can go online and see the little one-minute video about the updates and all the things that came out with it. But yeah, I mean, we dabbled in some IRL streaming from a phone while we were driving around.
That was a fun day, too.
Oh, in Sacramento? Yeah.
That was pretty cool. So, I mean...
We got told so many times to pick up a hooker.
Yeah, don't Twitch and drive, though, people.
Yeah, don't tell people to pick up hookers, either.
Or that.
Yeah. FHX Mantis pretty much nailed it. Periscope is really only good for watching pay-per-view events for free on the fly.
Wow, yeah. There you go.
You always find someone with their fucking phone pointed at their TV.
You know what? I used to do that
look at that one now! AJ Styles is about to go for the Clash!
I used to watch Ustream, I think it was. Or no. What was the I... Not I... Justine, what was it?
Justin
iCarly?
Justin.
Justin TV.
Yeah, Justin TV.
Yeah, that's when it Twitch changed now.
To that. Yeah, yeah. When early days of that, they used to put soccer games that I would watch on there.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. That was the only way I could watch international games.
D-Pity, how is IRL? I know you do Twitch stuff as well. Ivy yeah. Doom Kitty just subscribed to the show. Thank you so much. Ivy. She gets access to those emotes now. But D-Pity, so you you Twitch stream and you got your own emotes. Like, you got a pretty awesome fan base here because they're really respectful. But have you dabbled in IRL yet, or is that in the plans?
I mean, I've done a couple of IRLs where, like, I'm editing video and I like company, so I edit video with just people just hanging out, and we just hang out and chat. But I've been always wanting to, you know, you're very limited when you're like posting stories at the convention where the clips are so short, you know, and you can't really interact with anyone in chat. But I feel like now that I could do that on my mobile phone, that would be really cool to interact with fans who want to see me at a convention, but they're not there. Or if they're wondering where I am, we'd be like, I'm right here. I'm under the sign, you know, look for so-and-so. And, you know, I think that'd be pretty rad to do. So I've been wanting to do this for a while. I just had no outlet to do it.
There's part of NRG has been a dude who really pioneered the IRL format, for better or for worse, whatever your opinions are. I guess it really doesn't matter to me. But Ice Poseidon, who was banned from Twitch recently, moved over to YouTube. But the one thing that intimidates me, I really want to get into IRL too, especially heading to Spain. There's some stuff we have cooking with the.
Oh, are you talking about? I'm sorry to cut you off. Are you talking about that one guy who gets mobbed at like the airport and stuff? Is that guy?
Yeah, the guy who was getting swatted at the airport.
Yeah. Okay. I know about that.
Yeah, he streams for NRG Esports, and he got banned from Twitch. Now he's on YouTube, basically follower for follower. They went over and followed him, and he's now the biggest fucking Twitch streamer on YouTube now.
Wow.
But he's always having equipment problems, and so that's always the thing that's like, you know, what exactly equipment are we going to need to get this thing off the ground? You're going to need like a big ass battery, because like, they just drain as soon as you start those live streams. You need a stabilizer if you want to do it right. And then you got to, you know, try and be entertaining in public, which I think is difficult. There's always the fear of maybe getting swatted. You never know what's going to happen. That, I guess, growth.
I can't imagine one person in the chat room could be like, oh, I know exactly where that Starbucks is. Let's go, you know, let's swat him now, or like, let's tackle him, let's spear him in the middle of the street. I don't know. I can't imagine like doing stuff like that. I can understand doing it in like a controlled environment, like at a convention or like an event. But I don't know about like just walking down like a main street, like I'm in downtown LA, and someone notices like, you know, a landmark. Then I'm fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
I'm sorry, can I curse on here? I don't even know.
Well, you just did. Thank you. The FCC is going to charge us.
Just got partnered.
Good Lord. We're off the air now.
No, you can curse. It's completely fine.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm pretty sure. Have I not cursed this show yet?
Maybe.
Have
not.
I been on
I
my good behavior?
For this one.
I've been on good behavior. Should I keep the streak alive? Fuck it.
Yeah, last episode, every other word for you was an F-bomb.
Was it?
Yep.
Well, I've been drinking less, so it makes me like curse more, actually.
Drinking less makes you curse more?
Angry? I'm more irritable.
There's a happy medium when you drink. There's a sweet spot where you're like really cool to hang out with.
That must be a really fine line.
It's a very fine line.
Yeah, I don't think that happens too often. So do you have any more Twitch stuff related? Because if not, I want to dovetail one little detail on that one.
The affiliates one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the main. If you want to go into that, go.
So, I mean, it's so cool we got partnered. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy. We're blessed to have blessed. The partnership. Hashtag blessed. And you should all sub. You know, first of all, everybody who's listening Shameless to this plug. should sub. But
get the subs.
We seriously got our partnership like 2 days ago. And
yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Literally today, all the affiliates get their sub buttons.
Was it today?
Yeah, it's like today or like, yeah, today most people are getting.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So as much as I want to have been like, yeah, we did it, team. Let's go. It's like, oh, now like 50 billion other people also just got their sub buttons.
Well,
you have this going for you. I still don't have a sub button.
You're with us.
Yeah, so, I was going to say, what are you talking about?
I know. I'm talking about my Twitch channel. I don't have a sub button. So
we'll see what
we can do. You guys are still one up.
I guess, but
and we have that little purple badge.
Yeah,
we're verified.
We get the verified thing too, which is pretty cool. I guess when Twitch does their payouts. Ours is like in 45 days as opposed to 60 or something like
that. Nice. Score.
So there's like minor little perks, which, yes, hashtag blessed, but still. We were affiliates too right before this. So
yeah.
We would have gotten it anyways. But I'm grateful we have it. We get a couple extra emotes. I've been seeing you guys spamming those bad boys in chat.
We need those purple sweaters now.
Oh, no. I don't think I can do the purple sweater. D-Pity, do you own one of those purple Twitch sweaters?
I do not own a purple. I don't know if I want one.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It kind of feels like everybody's doing it.
I almost bought one when we went to TwitchCon. Because I was like, you know, it's a thing. And then I went to go get in line. And the line was like the Ubisoft booth at E3. I was like, nope, not for a sweater.
Yeah, I mean,
not worth it.
I'm proud to say I don't own any Twitch paraphernalia whatsoever. I don't even have like a shirt that says Twitch.
If they send it to you?
Well, I'm a whore for free things.
So. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, if they send it to us.
If they want to send me one, I'll fucking wear that purple sweater to my wedding.
Yeah, I don't even have any like YouTube paraphernalia, so I don't have.
Yeah, it's interesting. No. Aaron, would you rock the Twitch gear?
A black one with purple Twitch across, yeah.
Oh, they do have that.
Do they have that?
Yeah, well, duh. I mean, they can look like Barney.
What's next, Aaron?
The fans asked for it, and they wanted it, and Nintendo delivered everybody. They confirmed that they are going to be releasing the SNES Classic, and it arrives September 29th for a whopping $80 this time.
What was the NES?
The $59.99, I want to say. $60? So they're they're not fools this time. They're like, let's hike up the price a little bit.
This time we're only making two.
Yeah, you're probably only getting two. But actually you're getting some pretty cool stuff on there. Wow.
Magenta
no,
Pikachu.
No, I'm sorry. There's no Chrono Trigger.
Oh. So
that was, I don't know. No, I'm sorry. No, that was a really, there's a good game. There's a lot of good games on
there. You're getting Star Fox 2, which was not released over here. You had to go through some strings to get that.
Ooh, Magenta Pikachu, thank you for subbing.
Yeah, thank you.
And you're getting 21 other games, I believe. Contra 3, Alien Wars, Donkey Kong Country, Earthbound, Final Fantasy 3, F-Zero, Kirby, Dream Course and Superstar, Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past, Mega Man X, Secret of Mana, which is a good one, the first Star Fox, of course, and the second, Street Fighter 2, Turbo, which kind of seems like, why are you doing that one if you just released it on the Switch there?
That's the same one that...
They didn't release it on the Switch.
I thought they released that Street Fighter...
yeah, they did. The Super Remake Ultra, whatever.
Yeah, that's Super Remake Ultra Final Countdown number 5.
That's, like, the that's same not thing. The same it thing. Literally is the same thing.
I got a minigame, bro, where I could throw Hadoukens with my Joy-Cons.
Super Castlevania 4 doing that 4 on the SNES. Is on there. Super Google
The next
Ghost.
One... Oh, no.
Yeah, sorry, no, go ahead.
Super Metroid. I just want to say that.
Oh,
I just want to be the one to say that.
Super Metroid, like he said. You got Punch Out or Super Punch Out. Excuse me. It's a lot of super stuff. Super Mario Kart, Super Mario RPG, Super Mario World, and Yoshi's Island.
So not, I mean, Super Yoshi's Island.
Not Super Yoshi's Island. Yeah, unfortunately, there are a lot of SNES games classics that people were missing on here that were a little upset about. D-Pity. You already said one right there with
Chrono Trigger.
That's a big one, though. And so people are wondering, like, what's up with the lack of the big third-party support, basically, for these old-school games?
Well, I mean, Final Fantasy is there. And I'm even surprised Secret of Mana is there. I always assumed Secret of Mana was, like, a niche kind of... They have, like, a strong fan base, but it's more of, like, a cult following. I assume so. I guess not. I guess it's really popular.
I'm going to be completely honest, Aaron. I was only half listening when you were saying the names of the games, so there's a few I need to check on. Super Adventure Island. Is that on there?
No, not on there.
Okay, fuck this thing. What about Super Ghouls and Ghosts?
Yes, on there.
That is on there?
Yes.
I kind of want redemption at that game, because as a kid, I couldn't even get past the first level.
No, dude, zombies ate my neighbors.
No Turtles in Time?
No Turtles in Time. What? Look at that. Like, there's
Toe Jam and Earl?
X-Men? What about
X-Men? Toe Jam and Earl was Genesis.
No X-Men.
Oh, was Toe Jam and Earl never came to the...
Yeah, it was
Toe Jam and Earl was Sega Genesis, yes.
I didn't know it was an exclusive.
Yeah, they're missing a couple of...
Well, here's the thing.
Like, good ones. They're only releasing games that were exclusive to Super Nintendo, though, so that's why there's no... Fuck, you said in a game earlier before Toe Jam and Earl.
So
Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Yeah, Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
I thought the SNES thing was going to be kind of cool. I know they're going to way overprice it. I know it's going to be hard to come by. But then our friend Jay Gist posted something very, very interesting last night on his Instagram and social medias on Twitter. He does Capital Fight District, and he owns a 3D printing machine. And he made a SNES that was like this big.
Uh-huh.
And
put an emulator on it.
He has a Raspberry Pi that's basically running an emulator. So it's got a bunch of little USB ports on the side of it. And there's his SNES Classic.
Wow.
He already has it in materials. He probably paid $50. And he's got everything he could want on there.
Yeah.
Cross-platforms. He could have all the Genesis games. He could throw anything he wants on there.
It's not a bad idea.
Well, they're doing two controller support. I mean, you're getting two controllers right out the box, of course, with this one. And it's got the official Nintendo seal of approval on it.
That's so stupid.
So I'm just letting you know.
Well, I'd rather just...
I actually have something like that. It's a thingy, and it plays Super like over 1,000 Super Nintendo games, Nintendo, and... Sega games.
Yeah, you
on
could
it.
You could literally put it all on a thumb drive and play it on.
I mean,
your
I have
so I have that.
It's called a PC.
Let's go.
Damn.
Let's go, fam.
You know what? You know what the best though is? I play all my Super Nintendo games on my original Super Nintendo that
That's
I got
cool.
when I was a kid.
Yeah. Like God intended, Ivy. Yeah.
I still work in.
Well, that's our show, everybody. You can hear the outro music. I want to thank the mysterious Mr. D. Pity for joining us on the show. He's holding up an actual... Oh, my God. That is glorious.
Where can we find him?
Where'd he go?
You just search D. Pity, bro, and it pops up everywhere you could want.
Yeah!
Actually, tell people where all your social medias and stuff.
Oh, yeah. You can just type in D-P-I-D-D-Y. You don't need that. I mean, there is a hyphen for it, but you don't have to type that in. And I should show up as like the first thing that pops up either on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, whatever. I don't use I don't use Snapchat, but everything else but Snapchat.
So. Yeah, dude, you were a great interview, man. You know, this guy knows his shit. I'm very glad we talked to this guy, and I'm looking forward to the next convention we hang out at. You're gonna be at San Diego Comic Con. What are your appearances?
This weekend I will be at Anime Expo in Los Angeles. The week after I'm going to be at DC for a comic book shop opening. The week after I'm going to be in Vegas for Evolution, the fighting game tournament. And then the week after I'll be at Comic-Con.
And he'll be on my panel for Comic-Con.
Oh yeah, I will be at Ivy Doom Kitty's panel for Comic-Con. Was it Friday?
Oh, Ivy invited you to be on her panel? Yeah. That's nice. Okay, yeah. That must be a good feeling.
It is cool. I've done a couple of her panels.
Yeah, you have. Oh, really? Cool. She's asked me to be on multiple panels because that's funny. I've known her for a couple of years, and I don't think I've ever gotten a request to be on her panels.
So much salt. So much
interesting.
Salt.
Interesting. That must be really nice, DP. I mean, I've only basically made her the star that she is, but whatever.
Wow.
Would you like some lime with that salt?
Yeah.
What do you got, Aaron? What are you promoting right now?
Nothing.
When's your next mixtape dropping?
Yeah, when's your next mixtape?
Oh,
no. Did you
no,
give
no,
up on
no,
that
no,
pipe
no. dream? I had to take a hiatus real quick from it because I got to go back to studio working on some things. So, you know, yeah.
Got to thank all the new subs. Machu Pikachu, thank you so much for the
Machu
sub.
Pikachu, that's a good one.
we actually had some good subs today. We had the Wolf Among Us give
Demon
us a sub,
Wolf.
Too.
Yeah, he's all. He's
Dark
awesome.
Souls Demon Wolf hooked us up with the sub. You get access to those beautiful emotes. If you're listening to this on the podcast and you don't, you're like, what the fuck? I don't care about Twitch. You know, I don't do that thing. Well, that's cool. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can subscribe to us on the Google Music Store. You can go wherever you listen to this podcast. And if there's a rating system, just click the 5-star button. It's not hard. You just do it once. You never think about it again. You get the episodes automatically downloaded, and you help a poor podcast in need. So that's it. That's the show. So for D-Pity, Aaron Carter, the real David Webb, Ivy Doom Kitty, the traitor, my name is Corey Vincent, and you've just been banged.